from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
All right, Rob Thompson, what he said yesterday about Taiwan Walker, we'll get to that more here because he's going to start tomorrow night. I might rather have Rob Thompson be the starting pitcher tomorrow night than
Stubbsy?
Taiwan Walker.
Throw Stubbsy out there?
Dude, I'll take Roy Hobbs. Roy Hobbs is probably 80 years old at this point. He was like 40 in 1984. Of course, the movie was set in like 1930-something.
What about Michael Mercado, who was just called up?
Why not? I'm serious.
Throw him out
Devin,
there.
My theory is anybody but him.
Yeah. No, you're not.
I mean it. Like, anybody but Taiwan Walker. All right. Our poll results, we'll get to that shortly. Also, what else in the Eagles have we not, you know, discussed maybe quite enough? And we've talked a lot of, I mean, look, when you're getting close to the season, obviously we've talked about so many of these issues so many times. That's why we're, and I will say, I do find the lack of preseason usage of players to be a drag. I don't know if others feel that way. I feel that way as it relates to August and the Eagles. An unfortunate byproduct of players not playing is most players not playing. You don't really get what I'd call, John, new information.
Yeah.
You really don't.
Yeah, there's a lot of unknowns.
Tons of unknowns.
Until officially starts.
Or just what you know is what you knew.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
exactly.
You know, like everything that was last year until it's proven different.
Well, and it's hard, it's hard to trust what you get from practice, I think.
I agree.
Just because, like, Jalen Hurts not throwing or only throwing one interception the last day of training camp. That's great, and I think it's still trending in the right direction, but I'm not necessarily going to say he's going to have, you know, an MVP caliber
Devin,
season.
We got a lot of new information on the defensive players this year.
We didn't get it on the offense because
they didn't play the offense the entire preseason.
I know.
That's a major problem.
I know. You know what one reporter told me yesterday? I found this very interesting about Jalen, who obviously getting huge marks for the training camp. A reporter yesterday told me, and I don't know this to be true or not. I want to be clear, okay? Mm-hmm. This is what a reporter told me.
An Eagles reporter?
An NFL reporter.
Okay.
His successful training camp is being overstated. He was not pushing the ball down the field that much. His completion percentage and lack of interceptions looked great, but it was a lot of shorter passes.
Wow.
Now, on one hand, we were calling for more shorter passes.
Yeah, we want shorter. Take what the defense gives you, brother.
I agree. But there's also that fine line between you can't not take your 22-yard shots when you got a chance to chunk the ball down the field.
Yeah.
So
you can't jump to
the
Jalen Hurts is going to have an incredible year just based off.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of people think he's going right back to the top five.
On where he's going with the ball. Like, who's deciding whether he's doing the right thing or not?
Yeah, I don't know what Kellen Moore's... Yeah, we don't know.
We have no idea.
Yeah, we don't know. All right, let's go. But look, there's going to be nowhere to hide soon. And I don't mean that in a negative way, per se.
But he's not need of a place to hide. He's in need of people to deliver the ball into their hands, which he's getting better at every single day because he's finally getting coached properly.
Yeah, but I don't.
He's got a system in place where he's upright. They're creating a pocket.
I hear you, but I also am not going to just let him off the hook for how things went bad last year. He has to go out there and prove that he's better than he was last year at the end of the year.
He's doing that. He has been doing that
in 10 days.
But
my point is, in 10 days, we really find out.
Yeah.
I mean, you know.
And I hope that the coaches have gotten this offense to where it's ready.
I agree with you. All right, let's get to Drew right now. Drew, good morning, pal.
Hey, good morning, all. How you guys doing?
Doing great, Drew.
Hey, yeah, just so real quick, I'll get through the two quick things. With the Phils, I don't feel bad for Rob Thompson. He gets paid the big bucks to be the manager, and you know, he's got to back up his guys. 1-25. I mean, you know, when he answers questions, I mean, what else can he do? Otherwise, you know, it's not going to be for the best.
Well, I agree. I will say this though: one, I don't think any of us want to see Taiwan pitch. Two, I wish Rob Thompson could compliment him a little bit less when he answers these questions. Not a lot less. Because to your point, he's got to say something. that doesn't throw his player under the bus. But I as a fan, could use a little bit less over the top from, not over the top, but just a little bit less from Rob Thompson on the positive side of Taiwan.
Yeah, I hear you. But, you know, we know who Rob is, and we know that he's going to err on the side, on the other side of that. And that's just who he is. And, it's better to move on to more important topics, like the whole lineup coming to play every night. And that's what we need to see. So, to avoid what happened last year. So,
all right, Drew, give me your other point. What do you got there?
Well, no, just as far as the birds go, I don't understand people who say, like, you know, they're going to lose the game because they have to travel and it's a late night start. I mean, the other team deals with the same issues.
Of course.
Tell me something that's specific to our team that's a reason.
Well, Drew, I think what people are talking about is the effect that it has on the rest of the season. Like, it's the fact that you're starting in Brazil and then you got to come back and you're already off schedule to start the season.
Days.
Yeah, like, yeah. Well,
why would you complain about having two or three extra days for the opening?
I hate starting in Brazil. I'll complain about it.
I don't like it either, but Drew, I'll say
good
this.
Good thing you don't have to
But
like
Drew,
it.
After everybody, not everybody, but many people complained last year about that tough stretch and then the Eagles fell apart. I'm not in the mood to hear about tough scheduling. Just deal with it and go win games. I'm not in the mood for anything else. I'm really not. I mean, that was a joke that their whole season fell apart last year. That should not have happened. All right, Drew, give me a great answer. Generational divide, but an interesting relationship.
Yeah, I don't know if it's been said, but for me, Walter Matthau and Tatum O'Neal and Bad News Bears. I mean,
wow.
It's a great answer.
Wow, is that a great answer. I don't know how we're going to, you know, I feel like I got like a 4 or 5-way tie right now. So Buttermaker and Amanda Wurlitzer, I think was her name.
Yeah, was her last name? That's hilarious. Yeah, if they Wurlitzer. Made her last name Wurlitzer,
Amanda
it's hilarious.
Wurlitzer, I think that was her name. That was incredible. And Buttermaker used to date her mom. Amazing. Maureen right now. Hello, Maureen.
Good morning.
Hey,
I just
Maureen.
Have to thank you guys for enjoyment. I'm a 4'6", 80-year-old.
Wow.
Former lunch lady who loves sports.
Wow, I that's love awesome. The lunch
I
lady.
I love WIP, and I think Johan Rojas should have been player of the game last night.
That was good
Harper
to see.
Gets enough accolades. Let Rojas get it.
I'm so wait. What was the last thing?
She said she thought really Rojas nice should have been the player of the game at the end when they do the interview.
Well, you could make a case either way. I mean, Harper, you know.
Yeah, but if Rojas didn't catch the ball, he wouldn't have the chance to hit the home run.
That's
right.
The winning hit. Yeah.
Maureen, what was your favorite thing to serve over the years?
Breakfast. The kids loved breakfast.
You're right. Who doesn't love breakfast?
Yeah. The best.
And that's like a new feature, wasn't it? That came later on in your career?
Yes. And they loved me because they thought I was sitting on a stool.
That's great.
Wait, you're the lunch lady? That's how tall you are?
Good for you, Maureen. Wow.
But you have a wide variety of audience, not just guys.
That's good.
Love,
thank
no,
you.
Love it.
Thank
no
you question. For listening, Maureen.
You're welcome.
We all love
and
it.
And I really loved the cafeteria a ton.
Sure. All right, Maureen, give me a great answer. You can win. You can win these concert tickets. A great relationship.
Okay, this might be too old for you guys, but Dennis the Menace and Mr. Wilson.
Absolutely.
That's a great answer. Yeah.
Absolutely. Maureen, a tremendous call. I mean, that one. So that relationship was with
adversarial relationship.
How do we choose here today?
I don't know.
Like, what if someone calls in and says Stifler's mom and, you know, the dude?
Well, now they won't because you just said it.
Right.
So.
I mean,
yeah, I think we could have worked our way around that one.
I don't know, man. That could have been. Look, Dennis the Menace and Mr. Wilson.
I thought
Wilson's.
That guy was such a jerk about that.
Who, like, that Mr. Really, Wilson?
No, the so dude you, with Stifler's mom.
You won't get with a friend's mom.
That's his mom.
Yeah. But they weren't friends. Yeah. They disliked each other. Like, the characters, like, they hated each
other. I understand.
Like, Stifler was like his enemy. Yeah. Of course you would do that.
But they did have mutual friends.
Yeah. Whatever. I mean, come on. What 18-year-old isn't doing that? Let's be honest.
I don't know about that, James. I don't think I would.
I
think most wouldn't. Oh.
There's so much to say, but I'm gonna bite my tongue on all fronts. All right, let's go to John in Allentown. John, what's going on, pal?
Yo, I think Richie's wrong. I think most would.
I totally agree with you.
Well, let me put it another.
So what you're saying is, John, you would.
John, let me put it another way.
Oh,
would you?
Yeah.
Would you with one of your good friends' moms?
I want to brag about it too, man.
Oh man, see, I could, I don't know, I don't even,
dude, I
even
I
if it's my
friend,
enemy, it's my
mom,
classmate,
hot, and I always make comments about how hot she is, and he hates it.
Yeah, guys don't like that stuff.
Yeah, it's hard to handle.
Yep.
Yeah. I would imagine.
I'm always saying to him, man, I bet you when you know you guys had a pool boy at your house. I bet when your mom came out in a bikini, your friends were like, "Oh, he's at the house." He's like, "Shut up."
Wow. Yeah, I can see how that would get old.
All right, John, what do you got for us on the Phils?
Anyway, the Phils. I want everybody to calm down, saying it was a great win. It wasn't that great of a win. Okay.
It's a good team.
It would have been a great win if they just would have knocked in some runs earlier in the game when they had him on base and then would have got Wheeler the win. That would have been a great win. To have to come go into extra innings and win this thing was not a great win. And I hate to poo-poo the lunch lady.
Well, John, here's what
–
Harper
still had a chance to win no matter what.
Yeah, but, John, here's the spot I disagree with you pretty strongly. So when they were really struggling – and I'm not even saying as much in July. I remember this more in August. You know, it felt like there were games that they were down and it felt over, even though they might have only been down a couple of runs, because it felt like for a few weeks there, they really didn't have the fight. And that wasn't good. And part of the reason, listen, is it an all-time win? Of course not, all right? But part of the reason why I'll at least call it, at the very least, a quality win, because they showed fight. Such a big part of sports is competing. I thought there was a stretch in August. Frankly, they didn't compete. And I liked that my baseball team last night competed. And I think that's pretty. I think that's very important.
If they win tomorrow, that will be a great win because they'll have to score like 10 runs.
Dude, that'll be a miracle. All right, John, give me a great answer. Intriguing relationship, generational divide.
Is this fictional?
Fictional.
How about Master Shifu and Poe?
What's that from? What do we got there? I don't know that one.
I don't know.
Poe? Are we talking about Teletubbies?
I don't know.
I don't think so.
I don't know.
Or did he say Master Chief from...
I don't know.
I think it's Master Chief from Halo.
215-592-9494. All right, let's get to the Twitter poll question of the day. It is, of course, brought to us by Armin Chevrolet. Armin offering huge savings on every leftover 2024 Equinox remaining in inventory. Together, let's drive, ArminChevy.com. Poll question, who do you think made the decision to give Taiwan another start? Is it A, John Middleton, B, Dave Dombrowski, or C, Rob Thompson? All right, let's all go on the...
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Record. Seltzer, who do you think? Because at the end of the day, it's someone's call. Who made the decision?
Dave Dombrowski.
Devin, who made the decision?
Dave Dombrowski.
John, who made the decision?
Dave.
Yeah, I think so too. All right, John, how do you think people voted here on online?
I'm going to say 78% Dave.
48%
wow.
Rob.
Wow.
44% Dave. 8% John. So Rob Thompson wins this poll with 48%. Dombrowski, 44%. John Middleton, 8%. Obviously, our show here sees it differently than a lot of people listening that think it came from Rob Thompson directly. Let's listen to Rob Thompson. You know, he commented two different times yesterday about this. And again, I do think he says too much positive, but it's not like he goes over the top positive on Taiwan. Here's how he handled it yesterday when talking to reporters before the game.
But I was encouraged by his velocity. I know he threw some pitches down the middle, but he got behind as well. So, I think he deserves, because of who he is and his experience, he deserves another shot.
Are you limited with what you can do, though, with him? I mean, other than sticking with him, if you wanted to make some kind of move, are you kind of limited, do you think?
With him personally, I don't know what the...
With what to do with him going forward, if you wanted to make a change. Then.
Well, I mean, you can always make a change, but I mean, I'm confident he's going to bounce back at this point. So maybe Not everybody is, but I am. But that's who I am.
Look,
it's so interesting that he felt the need to add, maybe not everybody is. Yeah, I mean, that he really is making it clear he's not a big believer. Like, without saying it.
I tend to agree, John.
Yeah.
I think he knows he's shoveling nonsense out of his mouth.
Yeah. And hey, you provided a caveat that signals to us like you are not happy that you have to do this.
James, let me ask you a question. We have not approached this. I haven't even thought of it until a minute ago. Injuries happen. If one of the four main starters got injured and was unavailable in October, and the Phillies were in a seven-game series, so either Wheeler,
I think they
Nola,
go with the three-man rotation.
Either Wheeler, Ranger, Nola, or Christopher Sanchez is unavailable. Okay, you
I think they'd go with Wheeler on short west or whatever. Yeah,
I disagree.
I mean, like,
who would be the other option?
Well, it wouldn't be Taiwan.
Wouldn't it be a bullpen game?
Yeah, it'd be a bullpen, something like that. Yes. Yes, absolutely.
Who would be, if they actually had an actual starter, because it would not be Taiwan.
No.
Who would it be?
I mean, maybe Spencer Turnbull's healthy by
maybe
then.
Maybe Spencer Turnbull. Yeah.
You know?
What about Max Strom?
Well, that's a bullpen game.
Well, that's
game.
A bullpen game. Bullpen. But yeah, I think Strom would probably start the bullpen. Turnbull, or might, but you want him late. The problem with that is Strom's one of like your two guys you trust mostly.
Can I ask a question? Hmm. Where is Spencer Turnbull?
I've been wondering the same thing. Like, he's rehab.
Wasn't that like May?
Well, 6 to 8 weeks when they said it.
Yeah, he's on the 60-day IL.
But that
I think
was because of days done
already.
But
didn't it start in May?
It started a while ago.
Yeah, it was right around then.
I mean, he was good.
Yeah, he was.
I mean, I didn't really think it was going to last forever, but he was good.
It's not great with him. And if he comes back at all, including the postseason, it'll be bullpen. It won't be as a starting pitcher.
Well, like clearly not for their intent. My point is if they got
but
in
he
a...
But might not come back at all.
Okay. Well, so he's more injured than we previously thought. Mm-hmm. Okay. I do wonder if they got in a jam what they do. I mean, that's... Let's hope that doesn't happen. That could be lights out on the whole damn thing. Last night they won, despite the ridiculousness of Turnbull getting another start tomorrow night. Last night they won. Our caller 2 calls ago...
Taiwan getting a start.
Oh,
you
yeah.
said Turnbull, yeah.
My fault. Taiwan, yeah. Rojas, with clearly the play of the game, so it's late, it's tied, it's dudes on base, and it's a tough spot. And Rojas, really, with one of the better defensive plays of the season.
Strom delivers in the pitch, swung on, line to center. Rojas coming in, dives, he's got it! Johan Rojas, a full layout, dives in and makes the catch. And that is out number 3.
So as bad as Rojas' bat's been this year, and it's not been good, and his defense, frankly, has not been as good as advertised or that we saw last year, there's no question there are games that you can draw a line from him making a play to the Phillies winning. I mean, it definitely has happened a handful of times. And last night was the latest
And he's
example.
Been better since he was sent down and came back up defensively.
I
feel like most of the issues we saw were prior to being sent down.
I agree. Let's listen to ultimately how it ended. Scott Fransky with the call here on WIP. The Phillies said first and second. It was the 10th inning, a tie game. The main man, Bryce Harper, up, and he came through.
Josh Hader against Bryce Harper here in the bottom of the 10th. First pitch, ground ball through the right side. It's a base hit. Schwarber around third. He's coming home. The throw from the outfield is late, and Harper wins it on a walk-off over Josh Hader here in the bottom of the 10th inning. The Phillies win it 3-2.
And I got to tell you, I still wonder, and we covered this a few months ago when the story came out, I still, anytime I hear Hader's name, I think of Bryce Harper because he didn't face him in that at-bat in the 8th inning versus San Diego in 2022. I still wonder if that's part of why the Padres traded him. That, I mean, John, the fact that he was not willing to take the ball.
The Brewers traded him to the Padres.
No. The Padres got rid of him.
No. He signed with the Astros this offseason. He was a Padre last year.
I thought they traded him.
No. I don't think so.
I thought the Padres traded him. Well, okay, we can look it up, but he got a big deal. He switched teams. That is accurate. You know, John, I would think the Padres teammates would have been so mad at him for not being willing to take the ball in the 8th inning because he wasn't willing to pitch more than 3 outs. I mean, that's a disgrace.
Yeah, I don't know.
That's a disgrace.
Upon initial inspection, I would be, like, absolutely agitated, beyond agitated, like ready to fight if my pitcher refused to go out and help us. Yeah. Like, that's your job, man.
And the
that
season
is
was
what
on
your bullpen job.
Yes.
That's your role. There had to be a lot more that went into that.
I mean,
right?
His agent came out and said that there had been an agreement until he gets a big contract, he will not get more than three outs and he will not come into a dirty inning. And it's like, well, okay, but you just handed the Phillies a chance to go right to the World Series. I mean, I couldn't believe that, man. 215-592-9494. Let's get to Chris in Northeast Philly. Chris, good morning.
Hey, what's up, guys?
What's up, Chris?
Hey, long time no talk. It's good talking to you guys. But a couple Phillies points. Well, I think they're back. And my problem is, though, like for the past like month and a half, every time they win like two or three games in a row, I'm always, oh, they're back, they're back. But really what kind of settled it for me was with the stat you threw out earlier, Joe, 8 out of the last 12 games. I didn't even realize that until you said it. Like, yeah, they're back, I think, man. And that was a great game yesterday. Such a fun way to end it. I think it's all a full steam ahead from here.
Look, I'm not ready to declare it as much as you are, Chris, but I will say 8 of 12, when I realized that, first off, it surprised me. And second off, I was encouraged when I heard that. But I'm not going to say all the way back. Look, I want to see Ranger pitch again. I want to see Sanchez get a little bit more on track. I want to see Nola pitch better. You know, I want to see Hoffman and Strom consistently pitch better. But,
yeah, but also, we just scored 11 and 11
I know.
Prior to beating an Astros team that really is a legit squad. And it once upon a time, it felt like the offense was just non-existent.
Yeah.
You know, like everything is kind of falling back into place time-wise. Like it feels like they're timing it up right
here's
now.
Here's the other thing I'd say that I really want to see soon. I mean, it's critical for October. Bryce Harper drive the ball. Look, he won the game last night. You know, he's gotten a couple hits lately for sure. But if you look at his numbers, he has not been driving the ball lately much. And, you know, I'm looking it up right now. His home run totals.
26 he's at.
The last time Bryce Harper hit a home run.
August 8th, maybe?
August 9th.
Yeah, it was somewhere around there.
It was, and prior to that, he's had two home runs in August. I mean, he's had two home runs in August. That's, you know. And prior to that, he had one on July 27th. Look, bottom line is two home runs in 4 weeks is not good, obviously, for a player of his caliber.
Well, it's obviously not at all in line with what you'd expect from him. So, on the positive side, you should expect more home runs moving forward.
Well, unless the injury isn't going to get better. Right. We just don't know what the issue is.
It's a quiet injury that he's probably dealing with.
I agree.
And, you know, like, just toiling through. And it's taken enough of an edge off his offense that you're not getting the big bopper numbers. But on the positive side, he's healing while he's playing, if there is an injury that he's playing through.
Yeah. We'll see, Chris. All right, Chris, give me a great answer, man, for the Killers tickets. Give me a relationship.
Can I get one more Phillies question in before
sure,
I do that?
Of course.
Just to the whole room in there. Can anybody give me any reason other than money that Tyler Phillips and Ehlers are like in the minors and Taiwan's making his next start? Just doesn't make any sense to me at all.
Yeah, it's 18
other than money,
bucks.
No. The answer is no. There's no other reason.
Yeah, it's awful. All right. So I got a haymaker for you. Surprised nobody said it. I'm going to go with that. Benjamin Braddock and Mrs. Robinson from the draft.
Huge answer.
Oh, wow, that is.
Man.
That's
oh, man.
So that's unbelievable. I mean.
Another.
Yeah. No,
So you love that movie?
Oh, John, it's a phenomenal. It's one of the best movies from the 70s. It really is.
Isn't it 1969?
Yeah.
Maybe.
I'm almost positive it's 1969.
It's not a movie from the 70s. It's not one of the best movies from the 70s.
Okay, well,
at all.
One of the best movies in the 60s, maybe?
Okay, one of the best movies from the 70s. How about this? Tell me if you have an objection. One of the best movies of all time. All right?
I object.
All right, take that, tough guy.
I object.
Have you seen it, Devin, The Graduate?
No.
It's
I've
really
never
good.
Seen The Graduate. Mm,
Which maybe
movie,
she should be punished by watching it, too, like I was.
Of all the movies you have not seen that we talk about, because we have a little bit of a generational divide here, which one do you think is most shameful that you have not seen?
Well, for a while, it was Rocky, but you guys made me watch that a while ago, so, and I'm glad I did. I'm glad I,
Rocky.
No, like, I was ashamed of myself for
Good.
Having not seen that. It was just one of those things where, like, I hadn't seen it, and
Hold
then
on.
I just got to the point where I hadn't seen it, and I was already an adult,
Have
so I might
watched
as well
Rocky
not seen
too?
It. No.
Shawshank. Pulp Fiction?
I don't think I've ever seen
Pulp Fiction.
How about Goodfellas?
Of course.
Well, yeah. You don't get to say, of course. You just said no to Pulp Fiction. Are you serious?
Yeah,
of course.
Why are you attacking
me? Give
me
of course.
Watch Pulp Fiction.
Gladiator.
It's amazing.
All right, Gladiator.
Yes, I've seen Gladiator.
Silence of the Lambs.
I don't like scary movies.
Okay.
Oh, no.
But
so
I have heard from multiple people that
Silence of the Lambs
is a walk in the park.
Yeah, well, yeah. It's
nothing. It's like watching The Wizard of Oz. They're just going down the yellow brick road. Yeah.
My wife doesn't like scary movies, and she was able to handle Silence of the Lambs.
You've seen Braveheart?
Yes, I've seen Braveheart.
Okay.
I see movies sometimes.
A little better than I expected.
Pulp Fiction. Watch Pulp Fiction.
Yeah, I do need to see. Because I like Tarantino, too.
A little bit better than I thought. I mean,
from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.